For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. At least three people have been killed in the severe storms that are bringing torrential rain and strong winds to the Northeast. More than 500,000 customers are without power. Danbury, Connecticut Mayor Mark Boughton says the storm's high winds have been deadly there.
About 30% of the city is without power right now. We had one fatality, unfortunately, tragically, and one serious injury where a dugout roof was peeled off of the baseball dugout and hit the person.
WCBS-TV's Jessica Layton is in northern New Jersey.
Drivers were dealing with rain, thunder, and lightning. In Paramus, police directed traffic away because of two fallen trees, one that brought down wires. Wind snapped a utility pole in half, and in Hohokus, live wires sparked fires.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyroot. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
A statement carried by KCNA questioned if the Trump-Kim summit can go ahead in light of the joint U.S. and South Korean military drills that are currently underway. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency quotes the report as calling the exercises a rehearsal for invasion. Pyongyang called off a meeting with South Korean envoys that was meant to focus on the agreements made during last month's summit between Kim Jong-un and President Moon Jae-in. Transportation officials in Hawaii are working to reopen parts of a state highway that has been closed because of cracks they feared could be related to the expanding lava fissures. Storm chaser Demian Barrio says he's keeping an eye on the lava eruptions.
You can feel the ground shaking, watching the lava shoot up into the sky and these huge plumes being formed, especially at night, is very amazing.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Uber is taking a new route when it comes to claims of assault and harassment by its drivers. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Uber will no longer force passengers who say they've been sexually assaulted by drivers into arbitration. That ride-hailing company announcing it's changing the terms of service to help battle the culture of silence surrounding sexual violence. The move comes after a CNN investigation found over 100 Uber drivers in the U.S. had been accused of sexual abuse of passengers over a 4-year period. The company's also no longer requiring confidentiality when it comes to settlements or lawsuits about assault and harassment. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Analysts are now reporting that gasoline prices are skyrocketing, the largest increase in gasoline prices since last year. The last time they were this high was when Hurricane Harvey struck in 2017. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
The national average has increased almost 7 cents over the past week. Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
Well, nationally, the U.S. is looking at $2.87 for a gallon of gasoline. That's up close to 7 cents in the last week.
DeHaan also tells us about the upward spiral in prices since last year.
The U.S. is looking at $2.87 for a gallon of gasoline today. That's up about 51 cents versus last year.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.